Did y'all enjoy this lesson this week? All these ladies, it was a fun lesson. And honestly, I was all over the place trying to decide what I wanted to talk about today because there are so many layers in each of these stories. And I really hope that you all have time in your small group to talk about some of the stuff that we didn't talk about in the podcast because it's just rich. We had a great conversation this morning in our leaders meeting. But I couldn't help but realize that we're studying these women and we're right in the middle of Lent. And that cannot be credited to anyone other than the Holy Spirit. Where these lessons fall is all in the Holy Spirit's hands. And, you know, Lent is all about renewal, right? It's when we learn about being born again, when Jesus, as our advocate, goes and dies on the cross for us. And in doing this, we are seen, we are known, and we are given a new life. And that's what happens to each of these women in these stories. So that's what I decided to talk about today. I decided to talk about being known. And I've thought about this a lot. And being known, I think, is one of our deepest human longings. And it's also one of our biggest fears. It can be terrifying to think that we might be known for who we really are if someone really knew everything there is to know about us, our every thought, our every, you know, that's a little bit scary. Because often we don't show who we really are to the world. And to be really known, I think, is to be valued and loved for exactly who you are, not who you pretend to be, not that false front you sometimes put up. We want to be known and loved even with our flaws and imperfections. But that means being vulnerable, and it means being honest, and that's the scary part. We all have parts that we keep to ourselves. Not because they're so terrible, but because we're afraid that they'll put a little tarnish on us, right? And maybe someone won't like us as much if they know that about us. So think about how a relationship evolves, right? Whether we're talking about a little quick relationship or years and years long, no matter what it is, it takes days, it takes weeks to really get to know that person. You're out there in the beginning and you are just being all the good that you can be. You're being happy all the time. And you're being interested in them, and they don't know that you're having a terrible day because you don't know them well enough to show them that, right? But then you get to know this person a little bit better, and some of those shiny places get messed up a little bit, and you show a little bit more of your true self. And that's a gift to be able to do that, right? That's what we look for, and hopefully those relationships get deeper and deeper, and the level of trust gets stronger and stronger, and then you can share more and more, and you can start talking about things that, you know, that bother you or that you're worried about or things that you want to change about yourself that you really need help with, and you can rely on other people. But does anyone really ever truly know you? Is there anyone that you can share every single thing that you've ever thought about with? Well, throughout this whole year, I've noticed something that keeps coming up with these women that we have studied, and that's whether or not they are feeling seen. And if you're not seen, how can you be known? Even though each of these women has a different issue, each of them needed something. So I want to take a closer look at them. Because what I'm going to say today is that we are each of these women. Maybe not all of them all at once, but different times at different places in our life, we are these women. At least I am. And maybe when we talk about this, you'll see that you are too. So the first story is the story of the sinful woman. And we know that she was a prostitute because that's what they say a sinful woman is. And she recognized her sin And the actions she took with Jesus that day show a woman who is repentant and in need of forgiveness. She has learned who Jesus is, and she has come to him. Her actions are really bold. I mean, it was brave to go there, but in a broken way. She was so broken that she had to be bold to do it. She's not barging in thinking that she has earned this right to be forgiven. She is going in, not even looking at Jesus. She doesn't even want him to see her face. She takes the posture of a servant. And her actions are her confession. And a result, Jesus tells her she's forgiven. And he goes a step further by adding, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." So that's the first one. Now, the second one is the sick woman. Remember, the sick woman has had this blood issue for 12 years. And because of that, she's not been a part of society, which is hard to imagine for 12 years. She knows that Jesus can heal her. She just has to get to him. She needs to be healed. In fact, she's desperate to be healed. So we know what happens. She goes and she touches his cloak and she is healed. But he doesn't let her get away. He doesn't let her be in control of the situation. Instead, he stops her. And he wants her to know that he sees her and he knows who she is. He makes her acknowledge him so that he can then acknowledge her. And he says to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." And then we have the woman who's caught in adultery. And there's no question she was a sinner, but Jesus, her advocate, stood up for her, literally challenging people to stone her. But he challenged them in a way that made them unable to do it. Y'all can talk about that in your small groups today. This was a woman who was desperate to be saved. She was desperate for a savior. And Jesus made sure that he understand, made sure that she knew, that he knew who she was. He understood her. He knew all that she had done. And he forgave her and he blessed her. And he said, "Go on and stop doing that, but go on." So what do we see in these women? They were all desperate, each in their own way. One was desperate for forgiveness. One was desperate for healing. And one was desperate to be set free. But that's the obvious part of the story. What is less obvious, at least at first, is what each one is seeking. In order for these women to receive what they need to be seen by Jesus. And this is the part that's so important. Jesus already knows these women. He knows them better than they know themselves. There's nothing that he's going to tell, that they're going to tell him that's going to shock him or surprise him. And the key here is that they have to know Jesus in order to go to him in faith to receive what they need. They need to believe he is who he says he is. They have to step out. They have to expose themselves in their need for him because they don't have the power to get it on their own. And they have to reach out to him. Each one of these women went to the one and only person who could save them, who could forgive them, who could cure them, who could set them free. And the most beautiful part of the story is that Jesus shows each woman that he knows them before he gives them what she needs. None of them walk away thinking they got away with something, that he didn't really know who I was when he said I could be forgiven. They are completely exposed and still loved and forgiven. And Jesus already knows all of us. He knows every little part of us, every thought we think, everything we try so hard to hide, he knows better than we do. And once we accept that and stop trying to hide it from him, we're truly able to be in that relationship with him. And being in the relationship with him is what changes us. It's what we desperately need, that change. And then he not only forgives us, he also gives us the blessing. You know, Jesus tells us to confess our sins and they're forgiven. And that's exactly what happens because he is our advocate. He's our savior. And he alone can give us what we need. And he does this in such a beautiful way, not shaming us, but blessing us and giving us instructions and giving us encouragement to go forward. Each of these women was a sinner who acknowledged her sin before Jesus and was restored to new life by him. Each one confessed who she truly was, broken and lost. Each was lost in a different way, but nonetheless, each was lost in a way that she needed Jesus to intercede on her behalf. And each of them let Jesus restore her. So we're desperate too. You know what you're desperate for. I know what I'm desperate for. But I think you need to ask yourself sometimes, what is it that I'm desperate for? What is it that you're holding on to that you're trying to hide from Jesus? What's preventing you from going to him with everything that you have, everything that you are, because he knows it already? Are you looking for ways to fix yourself instead of going to him to let him fix you? Maybe you're embarrassed. Maybe you're ashamed. Whatever it is that's keeping you from doing that, these are perfect examples of why there's no reason to do it. There's no reason to try and keep anything from him because he already knows us. There's nothing we can do that once we acknowledge it and ask for forgiveness that he's not going to forgive us for. And when we do that, we get that one step closer to him because that's what our life is all about. It's about being in relationship with him. We are not at that place where we have to be shiny, bright, perfect people all the time when we're with Jesus. We're at that deepest level because he knows us better than we know ourselves. So whatever it is that you're holding in, just give it to him. And join in that relationship with him. He did everything that he did because he wants that relationship for us. So just go to him, open yourself fully to him, and live in that freedom and grace that it means to be a child of Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that, you do know us and you love us despite ourselves. And all you want is for us to recognize that you create us to be exactly who we are. And being in relationship with you just makes us more of who you created us to be. So don't let whatever it is that we're embarrassed about or ashamed of keep us from coming closer to you. Help us come to you in the complete faith and trust and vulnerability that we know you can handle because you love us. I ask this morning that these women have wonderful conversations and are drawn closer to each other and closer to you and just feel the love of being known by their creator. In your son's name I pray. Amen.